So I, you know what picture that's from, right? You've got a copy of the picture.
Yeah.
So I sketched this from that picture. And I was wondering, I don't know if I've had you tell me how you met her. How did that all start?
Well, I was kicking around alone there, and I was down in the confectionery there. Fritzy had it, bought it from Dad, and Florence Carlisle was working for him there, and I was in there one day having a drink, and she says, "Why don't you get married?"
Who said that?
Florence did.
Florence.
And I said, "Oh, people my age is all taken." And she says, "There's a nice widow down in our ward." He says she's clean as a pin, and she'd be good for you. I didn't think much of it, and then the more I thought about it, I run into Grandma Jenkins one day, and I asked her, I said, "Will you introduce me to her?"
And that was Sylvia.
Yeah.
Sylvia Jenkins.
Yeah, and she did. She went down with me down there and introduced me, and that's how I met her.
How long had you been single at that point?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember. 2-3 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm. So what did you think about this lady when you met her?
Well, I thought she was real nice. And then I asked her if I could see her again, and she said yes. And
did you help us?
Kept getting closer and closer from then. And finally I asked her if she'd marry me, and she did.
That's a good thing, huh?
Just after we was married, I was hauling timber. And a lot of times we was idle in the spring sometimes for a month or 6 weeks. We got married when we was idle. And we went down into Carlsbad Caverns and come back home. And, oh, I just bumming around, you know, trying to get the truck ready and that. She says, "You better go find your job." I said, "I got a job." She was kind of skeptical, I believe, about that. When we got the gold and I started getting them pretty good checks, she didn't mind at all.
That helped out, didn't it?
I was gone all the time and she had some money.
He was about 160 pounds of sheer muscle when he was hauling.
I could do things then.
Yeah.
Charles, he'd go up with me sometimes and
I was 12.
When I was loading, had to load 8-foot stuff, and it was small. Oh, maybe be that big on the butt. Tapered like trees do. He couldn't lift them, but he could lift one end up. I'd load all as high as I could reach from the ground, and he'd tip them up. I'd get up on the load, and he'd tip them up, and I'd pull them up the timber peg.
He'd reach down. He's got this, this looks like an axe. It's got a little spike on the end. He'd reach down and grab it by the end with that pick and pull it up on the load. As I spent a little more time, I got a little stronger and could hoist him up a little higher too. He started taking me up there when I was about 12 years old.
And load them about 11 foot high from the road up and be about 11 foot.
Wow. That's a lot of lifting.
I guess we'd all, I
don't remember for sure, but I guess 250 or 300 pieces.
Just load them all on the truck, huh?
He's hauled a lot of mine props. I like those a lot because they were smaller, and he could get a lot more on the truck, and so he'd make more money hauling. When they do logs for the sawmill, they were going to saw them up. Those were monster things, and it was just difficult loading them. And he just—I watched him work so hard, it made me feel bad. I didn't handle a log.
How old were you when Grandma and Grandpa got married?
Well, I was 11.
Okay. And so, if you were 11, Peter would have been about 5 or 6?
They got married in 53, and Peter was born in 48. So he'd have been about 5 years old, I guess.
So you married a lady with 3 little boys, huh?
Huh?
You married a lady with 3 little boys.
Yeah.
Dawn was about...
Charles was about 10, I think.
I think I was 11.
Huh?
I was 11.
Peter, he was 3. We struggled along there.
So, I was wondering, Grandpa, what do you remember about Sylvia? About Grandma Jenkins?
Yeah, she was a nice person. Kind of gabby.
Kind of gabby?
She was nice.
Her kids are blessed with
good,
that
honest old gal. Everybody liked her.
Did you know June too, or had
yeah.
he? What do you remember about him?
Well, he, like the horse said one time, says. Somebody was questioning him, and he says his dad was a town drunk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's you. You're sketching them?
Yeah.
You're doing a good job.
I'm thrilled that you recognize it.
Hey. He had to have beers every evening. He'd go to work, but he...
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard Lars say that one time. My dad was the town drunk.
But you remember him.
Oh, yeah.
You've met him, you know him.
That's pretty tasty, Dad.
I remember when they first come to neighbor there.
That's a nice way to make it.
Yeah.
Lived
so
in the
night,
old house there on Main Street.
I actually put it in our cooler, but you take a chicken broth.
Trying to think where it, what was
and some spices. You boil that and you throw it on a bunch of
what's
ice.
What's there cream. Now?
You put your chicken in there and you put it outside where it's cool all night long. Then you cook it. You rinse it all off and cook it.
Oh. Well, that's
I think it's about where that Maverick is.
That's good, very good.
That's where they lived at first.
It's first I knew him. Yeah. See, Joe, he came to the North School there where I was going to school when they came here.
Joe did?
Yeah, he was in my class all through school.
Oh, okay. I had to go up and visit with Joe. He's in Colville still?
He's in Morgan.
That's right. I remember you saying that.
He'd love to have a visit.
I'll take my sketch up and chat with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't see hardly at all.
Mm.
Well, I don't know how much he sees. And she doesn't hear.
So between them, they've
so
got
between
their
them,
senses,
they've got
huh?
Yeah, they got
a good thing going.
Well, these are people I never met.
I didn't either.
I have.
That one.
You never knew him, but you knew your grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
I might.
Your grandma was widowed for quite some time.
He died when he was 47.
How did he die?
Miner's consumption.
It's like tuberculosis, kind of, isn't it?
Did he smoke?
I think he did.
Apparently he drank a little.
Yeah. He, when his dad went to prison with the brethren for polygamy, some of the family scattered a little. Three of them rode their horses up into Star Valley, up in Wyoming. He went out to work in the Uinta Basin for a rancher out there, so he was actually a cowboy.
That's what he did, huh?
For a while, and then he was a miner.
Yeah, I thought I'd put down those bones and freeze that before I go.
Well, Grandpa, you worked a lot of years in the mine.
I never have been able to throw those carcasses away because they make such good soup.
All in all, I would.
I'll boil it down if you don't want it.
Yeah, close to 20 years in the mine.
It's so cute when right after the baby next door was born, Jackson was at my house the next day.
I'm probably the oldest underground miner in the country.
Baby, and I made turkey
noodles. They don't last very long.
Stock. I just froze it.
Well, I guess that's what he died from.
It'd contribute to it.
There is no recipe.
Yeah.
Throw stuff in.
So when I get back, I'll make them
yeah,
like
they,
soup.
The coal mine was
this.
A lot dirtier than the metal mine,
this
though.
Is so cute.
Was it?
Oh, my gosh.
That isn't,
yeah,
she asked me to make that. I made it without a
dust
without
in
a,
the air when you get on that.
But that's his birth canal.
Go into that.
The cutest thing you've ever seen.
Every turn back to the surface,
brother,
why
so
you
he's
could
getting baptized
just
today.
See
they're going to bless him and baptize him.
Floating in the air.
Isn't that fun?
Did you wear masks?
No.
Well, we're not having fast.
You just breathe it right in, huh?
We're not going to do it. We're going to do it.
If you breathe, you're dead.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. So he's being baptized. Just,
so that'll probably make you die young, huh?
So that
huh?
That'll probably make you die young.
Yes.
But he did two things to help prolong his life. He quit smoking and he quit mining.
Yep.
Man, I smoked for about 21 years.
But you wouldn't recommend it?
It's about as stupid a thing as you can do.
Is it?
I learned that the hard way.
Yep.
I forget who it was, but there was a young woman that she used to come down to senior citizens there when we was down in the old hall. And she was there, spent quite a bit of time there. And she'd go outside and smoke all the time. I said to her one day, it was after I'd quit. I says, the very best thing they can do for you is make you stink. Oh, she got mad. Told her the truth.
Yeah.
He got, after he quit, he got ultra sensitive to it. We stopped one night. There was a, we were coming down to Clover Arm. This car had stopped, and I guess they conked out. And this lady wanted a ride back to the Y there, so she could go to the one stop and make a call, try to get somebody to come and call them or help them with her car. Well, she got in and rode back with us, and he was almost overcome by the smell of her clothes.
Yeah.
She was a smoker, and he, when we let her out, and he turned around to come back, and he says, man, if I thought I'd have smelled that bad, if I had known I smelled that bad, I probably would have killed myself.
Well, I still feel guilty about smoking in the... I never did smoke in the house, but I have dinner with Park and Vern Evans a lot and their kids, and I'd smoke in their cabin. I regret that.
So you've got two. Yeah, we have two. One is called the Wild Side.
Force that on to him.
But he's a strong-minded man, because when he decided to quit, he consumed about a case of Lifesavers, but never looked back.
He's just quit cold turkey, huh?
Yeah. I carried some for about 2 weeks after. Had them with me, but I didn't smoke in him. I just threw them away.
So what made you quit?
Well, the neighborhood kids were out there playing in our sand pile there. One day, and I went out and was sitting on that little stand where Mom stood to hang her clothes on the pulley line. I was sitting on there, and I had to lit up a smoke, and one of the little kids, I don't know, I think it's Alan Young, he says, my dad don't smoke. Larry Beardall, he says, my dad don't smoke. Sue just kind of hung her head.
Oh.
And I thought, if my family's ashamed of me for it, I'll quit. And I did.
That was it, huh?
That was it.
A lot of people say it's pretty hard to stop.
Well, it wasn't easy. I Sure. Consumed a lot of Lifesavers.
Yeah.
and they work.
Yeah.
In 98.
Yeah. It did save your life.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you quit, Grandpa, because we'd have lost you a long time ago if you hadn't, probably.
Well, when Sue was just a baby, why, a Dr. Clark down in Provo delivered her, and Helen, she wanted to take it back. He was Helen's daughter, as far as that goes. And I was with her and went down to Provo, and he checked Sue out. And then Helen says, "Why don't you have him look at you?" And he did, and he put the stethoscope on me and listened. Finally, he says, "Man, you've got an enlarged heart." I was still smoking at that time. And he says, "You probably make it to about 65.
65, huh?
Damlar, wasn't he?
I guess. Can you even remember when you were 65?
He has a really slow heart rate.
Mm-hmm.
I think your heart rate's only in the 40s, isn't it?
Huh?
Your heart rate? It's only in the 40s.
Yeah, my heart rate's been slow all my life.
Hmm.
I think it's been in my 40s most of my life.
Mm-hmm. But
one time Doc Green, he put it on me, and he listened, and he says, "Your heart rate's quite slow." He says, "You ought to last for a long time."
Well, I think you outlasted him, didn't you?
It's like they say, speed kills.
I guess. Yeah. So, how old are you now?
98.
He'll be 99 in the summer.
July 30th.
July.
So what's the secret to a long life?
Well, I don't know, but hard work don't help you. You get a lot of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
I still try. There ain't much I can do anymore, but I still try.
Yeah.
He worked really hard when he was young.
Yeah.
It still amazes me thinking back at what he would do to load that truck and haul that timber and the lumber. And I'm sure the mine wasn't a cushy job either. But another thing that he's done is he stayed active.
Mm-hmm.
He is... although he likes to watch sports, he still moves. You know,
mm-hmm.
he'll still go out and try to garden. And it so.
I don't care much for hockey. I think it's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
To get out there clubbing each other with a stick.
Good outlet for a fight.
But you enjoy the Jazz games, right?
Yeah, Jazz lost again.
Yeah, they're on a 3-game losing skid.
Yeah,
Got a pretty good team this year, though.
Well, this. What that one player, Burks, he's been off injured for about a year now.
Yep.
And it kind of gripes me that that Paul Pierce intentionally done what he done to him. And Pierce, he's playing, and Burks can't play. I think that they ought to change the ruling. When they intentionally injure somebody like that, their pay goes to the injured guy. That's what I think it ought to be.
Something like that would be more fair, huh?
You see a lot of them where they just pull each other down.
Yeah.
Try to throw them to the floor.
Yeah.
And then this here's got to be quite a joke, too. The anytime they're touched, they fall on the floor to get free throw.
Yeah. They do the flop, huh?
Minor contact, and they flop.
Yep.
Kind of disgusts me.
Well, let's see. Any other words of wisdom you want to share while I've got the recorder on?
No, just live the word of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
I drank a lot of coffee when I was trucking. And when I went back to the mine, why, my back would bother me, my lower back. And I said I was still drinking coffee at the time. I said up there one day, my back's killing me. I wonder if it's that coffee's doing it. And Jay Smith said, well, why don't you quit and see?
Mm-hmm.
And I quit, and the problem went away.
Really?
Yes.
So maybe that had something to do with it, huh?
Well, I think it did.
Yeah. Oh, I remember something else I was going to ask you. You decided just a couple of years ago to go to the temple. What led to that decision for you?
I really can't say. I don't know.
Is it something that had been coming on for a long time and you just finally made the choice? Was there something that triggered it?
I just don't really know. I just got to thinking I maybe better go.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you went?
I don't know. I was 90 then.
He was 90.
90?
Oh, look.
You don't remember anything specific that led to that for you, huh? Yeah,
would you just check us all in? No. No, Paul, I was out there on my hands and knees weeding in the garden there. I think I was thinning carrots and weeding them. And I just sensed that somebody was there. And I raised up and looked around, and Grandma was standing over there by the shed.
Mm-hmm.
So our flight leaves at 12:30, Mom?
Yeah, because that was
made eye contact there for, oh, maybe 20 seconds.
Adam, are you gonna...
So we're leaving at
And
one.
She turned, and she looked very distraught, and tears were running down her eyes.
You need to show those boarding passes to get past security and to get on the plane.
She turned and walked away, and each step she took, she got a little fainter and a little fainter. The time she'd walked about 30 feet, she was gone again. I think it's just the omen that she stayed with, was planned on staying with Floyd, letting me know that she was staying with Floyd. Her first commitment.
We don't need to, like, check bags or anything right now, do we?
No, we're going to just check how many one or two bags, kind of how much stuff, how much...
So I just say agree and finish check-in.
Say what?
Finish check-in, right?
And that was about 10 years ago, do you think?
Not that long.
No, I don't think it's been
not even that long ago, huh?
Maybe two.
No guns or lighters.
I think she'd been gone about 3 years or so when I that
happened.
Display
mobile boarding pass.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think I made a mistake lately.
What do you mean?
Well, there's a woman up there. I think 10 years ago she would have married me.
Oh, really?
Yes. Somebody's doing 12 days of Christmas on me right now.
Well, fun.
And I'm just positive it's her.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hmm.
She's, her handwriting is beautiful. And she writes.
Did he stretch out his scalp with his eyes?
Well, she refers me to books in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible I got. A lot of them's on John, and they don't go high enough for chapters in them for what she's got written down.
Are those pretty people?
And I was trying to look at their Revelations, and there ain't no Revelation in my Bible I got there. Sometime when you're up home, why? Well, about 3 weeks ago, I see something sticking out of my mailbox, and I went and got it, and it's a picture of a load of mine props. I was standing there, and Charles was with me, standing down there, and I look at that, and my... I get to wondering how I ever bring that out of there. It's 100 miles up through the woods. And the good roads was...
I can tell through
them. Oh, they're about 24 feet wide. High crowned, narrow.
Yeah.
That was the main road. Bring them out day after day.
A lot of work.
I'll tell you, coming off that Bald Mountain Pass down to Camas is, it's quite a ride. If you lost your brakes, you're in trouble.
I was just thinking, you want to have good brakes.
Well, I'd get down in third gear, so I didn't have to.
Yeah, or you'd burn them up.
I'd, on them steep hills, boy, I didn't let it get moving very much.
20-25 miles an hour, we'd come off of there.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a little kid, I thought we were never going to make it home.
My truck had what they called mountain brakes on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they was a half inch wider than the regular ones.
Mm.
But, they'd get hot.
Oh, I'm sure.
If you could,
especially with
when
that.
When you got to where you could smell them, you better stop.
Yeah, you take your time.
Yeah, one time it was during a coal strike. And I was hauling, went and I don't know who was. Somebody asked me, the church had a coal mine down in, down south there ways. Forget what the name of the closest town was now, but they had the coal mine down there, and a lot of the workers was just volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And they was mining coal for widows and people. It was in the Depression still.
Mm-hmm.
And so asked me if I could go down and get a load of coal for them. Somebody did. And I went down to this mine, and it was up pretty high on the canyon. And I was coming down there and come around, had switchback for a ways up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I cut down there to where it was, see, I had a straight road, but it was still quite steep going down, and I felt the brake go a little soft under me, so I gave it a couple more pumps and got pulled the handbrake and got it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And I took the top off the master cylinder and I could see the bottom. But I had brake fluid with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I filled it up and pumped it there a few times, and it got to where it was working all right. And when I got up to Huntington, I went to the service station and I bought a quart of brake fluid, and I'd stopped every 40 miles or so and fill it up again. I got home all right, but I'd have got a ride if I hadn't have got that stopped.
For sure.
Well, I think it'd been better to have got out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe skinned up a little and then try to ride it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's quite steep there for about a half mile. I've had some experiences in my life.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you have. Well, thanks for sharing some of that. This is December 24th, Christmas Eve, 2016. And this is Reed Averett sharing some of his great adventures.